This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The clip you're going to see of the president on the evening news tonight, or the clip you have been seeing on cable and social media all day already, is the one from his speech on gun control at the White House this morning. The one where he tears up talking about the children killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. The president offered a long list of those killed and wounded by gun violence in this country, and then he offered his latest plan to do something about it, his newest set of proposals, I guess you'd say. He started with this.
Number one, anybody in the business of selling firearms must get a license and conduct background checks or be subject to criminal prosecutions.
All right, so let me hit the relevant part of that thing one more time.
Anybody in the business of selling firearms...
What does that mean, exactly, the business of selling firearms? Marketplace's Annie Baxter gets us going.
Jens Ludwig, a gun policy researcher at the University of Chicago, says defining a gun dealer is tricky.
Because the original Gun Control Act was written in an ambiguous way.
That's the Gun Control Act of 1968. It requires that people who are in the business of selling a firearm get a license to do so, but not hobbyists, like someone who's selling her old rifle because she's going to get a new one.
So you didn't want to make a hobbyist go through a bunch of paperwork just to sell one gun that they were going to get rid of.
But since then, Ludwig says a gray area has emerged. It consists of people who may not have a storefront, but who regularly sell firearms at gun shows or online. Ludwig says many gun transactions in the U.S. involve people who are not licensed gun dealers. President Obama's executive action calls for greater scrutiny of dealers trying to pass as hobbyists. Their business cards might show their hand, or the frequency of their sales. But law professor and gun control skeptic Eugene Volokh says those factors the president is pointing to don't do much to clarify who dealers are.
Those are factors that are already being considered by courts.
That may be the case. But according to Cassandra Crafassi with the Center for Gun Policy and Research at Johns Hopkins University, gun sellers who flout the law are seldom prosecuted.
Far more likely that people will prosecute drug traffickers than gun traffickers that have violated laws.
Crafassi says even a little more clarity on the definition of who is a gun dealer could help. The more gun dealers who are licensed, the more buyers who will get background checks. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.